talking with Stefan Radzinski, the hometown boy here in Edmonton. Congratulations, third fast on the day in practice. Did your experience, since your experience here last year in Indy Lights, help you achieve this in some way, preparing you with knowledge of the course, or what?
I mean, I think it definitely doesn't hurt that I've done some laps here. Obviously, it was a little bit different scenario. I was learning a lot of things last year because I jumped from a Skip Barber school car to an Indy Lights car last year in Edmonton. So there was a lot I was learning about the car, but obviously I've taken in knowledge about the track. And I mean, I think it doesn't hurt that it's home. And obviously, I think I gained some confidence after Toronto. Obviously, the results maybe didn't show exactly, but I think I took a step forward there, just mentally and driving the car and kind of being confident that I'm capable of doing this. So no, here at home, I definitely just gotta go for it. Right now, the it could be my last race of the season for all I know. So I'm trying to put through all the funding to keep going. But this definitely doesn't hurt if I can put in the top three.
Is it tough to carry that kind of mental baggage around with you, or does it all go away once you get in the car?
For me, it all goes away in the car. It's exciting. I mean, I had a lot going on. It was super busy the last few weeks trying to organize this. We've got merchandise booths. We've got all this PR media. There's sort of so many things going on that I've been trying to manage. But the last few days, I've just been trying to hand it off to other people. Okay, I need to focus on driving. This is a real important part of the weekend, and I'm so happy to be in the top three. It's really special.
So what do you think about qualifying tomorrow? Is your performance today indicative of what you think you can do tomorrow?
I believe so. I think if it stays dry, I know our cars are good. I don't see a reason why we couldn't put it in the top three, top five at all. I mean, we're going to go for the top spot if we can. We'll see what the weather does as well, because right now it's looking like a lot of rain. And being a rookie, that's where my experience level kind of, that'll be something else I have to learn. We had a little session earlier in the year with Barber, but if it rains, then it's still going to be pretty fresh to me. But I'm going to be doing my best and seeing what I can do.
Excellent. Be good for everybody involved if you took a podium spot.
Yeah,
so
no,
we'll hope for that.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks very much.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Yeah, check out the